Chapter 7. The Resurrection, A Plan for Christ's Survival. According to Francine, one of the first things Jesus experienced upon awakening, besides an exuberant kiss and exclamation of joy from Mary Magdalene, was a profound sense of relief, an unadulterated happiness that he was still alive. Relief in the sense that he knew he had fulfilled his mission, and happiness in knowing that he was still alive and had survived an ordeal in which he was supposed to die. Francine also said that God spoke with Jesus shortly after awakening and told him that he was well pleased with how Jesus had handled everything. As I stated earlier, after the treatment and dressing of his wounds by Pilate's physicians, who then left, Francine said Jesus ate and drank and rested with only Mary Magdalene and Joseph of Arimathea in attendance. Early in the morning of the Sabbath, they got word from Pilate to find another place of hiding, as the Sanhedrin was sending soldiers to guard the tomb. Magdalene helped an unsteady Jesus dress in clothes that disguised him, while Joseph went to get a litter and several others to help. Shortly thereafter, they left the tomb and rolled the sealing stone back into place and carried Jesus away to a safe place for recovery. What most people don't realize is that the resurrection of the Messiah is supposedly foretold by Jewish prophecies in the Old Testament, namely Psalms 15, 8 through 11, Psalms 21, 19 through 22, and Isaiah 53, 8 through 11. I will quote them out of the most recognized Catholic version of the Bible, Douay Rheims. Psalms 15, 8 through 11. I set the Lord always in my sight, for he is at my right hand, that I be not moved. Therefore my heart hath been glad, and my tongue hath rejoiced. Moreover, my flesh also shall rest in hope, because thou wilt not leave my soul in hell, nor wilt thou give thy Holy One to see corruption. Thou hast made known to me the ways of life. Thou shalt fill me with joy with thy countenance. At thy right hand are delights, even to the end. Psalms 21, 19 through 22. They parted my garments amongst them, and upon my vesture they cast lots. But thou, O Lord, remove not thy help to a distance from me. Look towards my defense. Deliver, O God, my soul from the sword, my only one from the hand of the dog. Save me from the lion's mouth and my lowness from the horns of the unicorns. Isaiah 53, 8 through 11. He was taken away from distress and from judgment. Who shall declare his generation? Because he is cut off out of the land of the living. For the wickedness of my people have I struck him, and he shall give the ungodly for his burial, and the rich for his death. Because he hath done no iniquity, neither was there deceit in his mouth. And the Lord was pleased to bruise him in infirmity. If he shall lay down his life for sin, he shall see a long-lived seed, and the will of the Lord shall be prosperous in his hand. Because his soul hath labored, he shall see and be filled. By his knowledge shall this my just servant justify many, and he shall bear their iniquities. Now, if you have a Bible handy, you might want to read these prophecies, and the wording might be a little different if you have a different version of the Bible. I expect that you will come away from that experience just as I did, confused because of the blatant obscurity. How anyone can figure that these are prophecies of the resurrection is beyond me. I have always put forth that there is an afterlife, a place where we go that has no evil or negativity, which I call the other side. Therefore, all of us are resurrected, except for dark entities, when we die.